Worse than that.
All right, we are now recording. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton County of Hunterdon and state of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that the notice of and agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Notice of the meeting was also posted on the township's website and included in the body of the agenda for all those who wish to participate virtually. All right, Mr. Mayor, it's yours.
All right, thank you, Brian. Madam Clerk, could you give us a roll call, please?
Councilman Strauss.
Here.
Councilman Kochanowski is absent. Councilwoman Switlick.
Here.
Council President Malay.
Present.
And Mayor Higgins.
So I believe we have a quorum. The first item of the night on the agenda is the regular session meeting minutes of July 8th. Does anyone have any comments or concerns or edits?
No.
May I have a motion?
I'll move.
I'll second.
I don't think John is here.
Pardon?
You weren't back yet.
Yeah, just a few seconds. I was just pulling up the minutes to see who's eligible. Did we need Tom?
No, Tom was out. That's
oh, perfect.
Yeah, so it's you, Mark, and
I'll second then.
Okay. Councilman Strauss?
Yes, for the 8th, and I have to abstain from the 12th.
Okay. Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgin is abstaining.
Right.
Okay. Now, 12th, John, you could vote on.
I'm sorry?
The 12th you could vote on.
All right. Any questions, comments, or concerns on the meeting minutes from the 12th? In that case, could I have a motion?
I'll move.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss, you're abstaining?
Yeah, abstaining. And I apologize. The mayor's audio was fading in and out. I didn't realize he did them separately. Sorry.
Okay. Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. All right, well, thank you. Mark, I'll try to talk more loudly. That's one of my many faults, so I'll try to do a little bit better. So the next item is the consent agenda. I don't think I have to tell everybody what it is because there's only one item on it. This is a very typical, item to be voted on. It's the Good to Be Home closings. We're refunding $264 to that entity. Any questions, concerns?
I'll second.
All right.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes.
Americans?
Yes. All right, we're up to reports. I'm not really sure where to start, Brian. We don't have a,
I usually start over by Mark and work my way over.
Yes, I'm still sitting to the left of everyone, so I will start.
Okay.
It's a joke. So the Recreation Commission, the Environmental Commission met on September 3rd. They reviewed the final site plan for 6 West Street, which I believe there's a piece of that on our agenda for this evening. Continuing to work on the environmental educational elements for Windy Acres and the educational kiosks up there. Amy, Councilman Switlick, Councilwoman Switlick's kids have been helping out up there and also assisting with the development of a web page. So that's great. Thank you, Amy and family for that. And there's been a lot of photos taken. And they also a new trail plan for Windy Acres as well. That's floating around in PDF. If anyone is interested in that, I can forward that over to them. They also had expressed some concern about the continuing activities at open space areas for the upcoming hunting season that's starting on September 12th, this weekend, and that it should be publicly noted and continue to be advised whenever there's any hunting activities going on to avoid any potential conflicts between visitors and hunters. And that was it for recreation. For Clinton Township School District liaison, so we all see that the school has started this past Tuesday, where there were a few technology hiccups. They've been moving ahead and working them out as they are going through this hybrid model for the calendar year. Virtual Monday, every Monday is the virtual Monday, and followed by two in-person days, either Tuesday and Thursdays or Wednesday and Friday, depending on your last name. Any who does not want to be there is able to sync in line and attend online, and they were given the option to be 100% virtual as well. Other than that, there's no other major things to report, and just happy that the first couple of days have gone on without a hitch and been able to get through it to meet the educational needs of all the students. So that is my Clinton Township School District report. And as always, Carl, I'll send you something for the minutes so you don't have to worry about trying to get everything right. I had just one thing I want to note, and thanks, Brian, or whoever else worked behind the scenes in getting the OEM gator back to the fire company. I appreciate the hurdles that were gone over to get that back there, and I apologize for any previous bad record keeping and misinformation that had caused that to be reassigned in the past. But thank you, and I'm sure the fire chief sends along his thanks as well. And that's all I have to say.
I commend you and Chief Sloss for getting it really pressed back into service, because I think it's kind of lingered for the last few years and could provide a bit of a better service to the community. And I think that move will be good.
Thank you.
All right. Is it Amy's turn?
It's mine. North Voorhees Board of Ed. Things seem to be moving along smoothly, considering Voorhees High School, I think you all know, had that mold problem. Hold on. I'm so sorry. I want him in the office to keep me company. That was a bad move on my part. Okay. So they are thinking September 14th, they'll be opened for the mold in the cafeteria. If it's cleaned up earlier or later that date, they'll have to have a special board meeting for that. I did mention something about the medical insurance. The insurance has changed from Horizon to Aetna. Brian, I don't know if you are involved in this at all with Amy. Apparently, there's going to be a savings of $400,000 a year with the same or better coverage. So, I don't know. Brian, if you have anything to say
about that. Yeah, we're aware of it. We'll see.
It's been in discussions for some time. The only thing at the board meeting was, you know, a lot of discussion about the mask wearing and how everybody has to wear it. And then there's some children that have sensory issues, and there was a bit of discussion about that. But they have to follow the guidelines. Let's see. Open space. Volunteers in the DPW removed tires from one of the ravines at Windy Acres. Tom met with the fencing company today to look at the railing height. It's too short. Somebody can fall over it. So we're going to put some kind of fencing up there to secure it. Another dump site on the other side of the property will be cleaned up by the DPW shortly, and we'll be getting the security gate installed at the new parking area. We developed signage for the property outlining the rules and informing the public that there will be surveillance to crack down on the ATV use. or any other type of shenanigans. The pavilion was planned to start at the end of September, beginning of October. However, Mike Wright didn't accept the plans because the seal was not raised. So the project is now delayed. We had a meeting today with the new super and key representatives of the Clinton Township School District. Brian was there, Rich Shaw was there, and we met at the Windy Acre site. We were discussing different environmental educational classes that will be hopefully piloted in the spring. We had a bunch of great ideas going around, so and Rich pretty much spearheaded that, so it was a good day. Now, Brian, I don't know if you have anything else to add on that.
No, I mean, I was impressed by the large number of people that they brought out. And, you know, I think the whole council as a whole, and really great job to you especially, and Rich and John. I don't think we'd be where we're at with that without you three. You're looking at a good sizable chunk of money from Exxon, and your hard labor and planning and Rich's enthusiasm coupled with yours, you've blazed a bunch of trails, and I really think that property is going to, there's the real potential for it in the near future. We're talking this school year for it to really serve as a nice change of pace for education in the local school district, where they can really have some hands-on learning and hopefully just coming out of our lockdowns in the spring. So really great job.
Yeah, let's hope. I mean, we'll have the pavilion up and the cement poured, and we're looking at the seating for handicapped as well, the port-a-johns for handicapped as well. So we're moving along. I just was hoping the pavilion could be built a little quicker, but it is what it is. But it was a good day, and there's some really great ideas of some environmental education classes or programs that can be held there for the K-8. So it's really exciting. And as Mark had said, my son is actually working on the website, and environmental committee, actually Patricia from environmental, gave us the sort of the layout she wanted for the website. My son's just developing it, and environmental committee, each one is going to be providing all the content for the page. This is on the new Clinton Township website. It's a separate component on that website. So I don't know when that's going to be unrolling. But Windy Acres will be on that, like a tab on that website. And as Mark had mentioned, the hunting program starts on Saturday. I've had mixed comments. I do continue on working. I will continue on working at Windy Acres, and I'll let them know when I'll be making a lot of racket, I guess. I've tried to do all the heavy lifting and machinery work done before Saturday. So there might be just some weed whacking noises, but I'll let them know. And again, you know, people are going to have to be aware of it, wear bright clothing. I definitely have some concerns, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. And that's it for me.
Thank you. And thanks for all the good work that you do out there, Amy.
I'm having fun.
Always. I guess it's my turn. The big item to report is that we had a planning board meeting on Monday. And at long last love, we approved, well, let me start with the capital review. North Hunterdon High School has a capital project which is required to be approved for comment, not for approval, by the planning board. And that's basically cleaning up the courtyard by the theater entrance, improving the theater entrance and the security for the theater entrance, and building a security guard, what would I call it, a small room, so that whoever's, you know, opening the doors with the security button is well situated. And in the industrial or corporate world, I would call what they have as a man trap. You get through the first set of doors, but you don't get through the second set of doors until security says it's okay. So we really didn't have any comments on that. They got their review, and they'll be getting a letter that it it conforms to the township master plan, which is just a required sort of a thing that we do. The big one of the night was several approvals for several actions related to the Fox Seals project, or the old municipal building project. And Brian, would you like to go through the details? I mean, you really carried this thing. This is a 5-year-long project, and Brian.
Longer than I ever anticipated it would take. And as you know, we've got historic preservation requirements that we have to get through the State Historic Preservation Office. So right now, I guess what, John, it got final site plan approval and reapproval, essentially, of the subdevelopment. The next step for us is going to be on the agenda this evening. We're going to authorize the conveyance and conveyance of the property, I think, and the conveyance of an easement on it so that the historic shell of the original historic mid-19th century building is preserved. That obviously will still have to be approved by the State Historic Preservation Office. And so introduce the ordinance tonight, hopefully approve it at the next meeting. And then subsequent to that, there will be a couple of other steps, including the developer having to perfect that subdivision so we can finalize it. And then we can move on to convey the property officially and then a final step, vacate that portion of Washington Street that is, I suppose, east of West Street. And then they can hopefully begin to fill some permits and get work started, which that building is sorely in need of quite a bit. And in need of more and more every day.
Yeah, the weather keeps eating away at it. But hopefully we'll have a nice, you know, sort of a 10-apartment building that looks like an overly large house, and a nice restaurant, kind of a gathering place for the village, and also a paved, curbed, and lit parking lot, also a community amenity there. So looking forward to that thing, you know, getting out of the ground. It's been a long, long slog. So thank you, Brian, for all that you've done getting this over the hurdle.
Well, not there yet, but let's keep pushing.
Yeah, I mean, it's further along than I've ever seen it. So, and it's been a long struggle.
Yeah, you've done an excellent job, Brian.
Really, really good stuff.
So, yeah, well let's talk when it's done. Proof will be.
If any more comments, so it's your turn, I think.
Yeah. So the sewer authority met last week. They reviewed their audit for 2019. They're preparing for the next budget cycle, which I guess would be their 2021 budget. The 2019 audit looked pretty good. There were no comments. I think that was nice to see. So no corrective actions required. And I know that they will be taking some steps in the near future, hopefully, to reach out yet again to the town of Clinton and hopefully once and for all settle the dispute they've had running with them for a number of years at the sewer authority. Historic met last week as well. And the predominant point of discussion was the Gitlow House, which is a historic old house on the Windy Acres parcel. They're scheduling some cleanup and they had some ideas along the same lines as Councilman Switlick discussed for the property in general to have not just signage, but perhaps some security cameras. Obviously that building has been, while also in need of some repairs, it has been vandalized and is an attractive nuisance. They've got some Boy Scouts who are interested as a troop, I think, in helping to clean up the building and or maintain some of the trails. So we'll see where that leads. That was pretty much all that they had discussed. And then next week we have a rec committee meeting. We did cancel what we had hoped to have, a small event this month for a replacement of community day, so to speak. So they're trying to come up with some ideas of anything that they can do as far as an event that would be good for the community, but also safe to hold. So we'll see what they come up with on Monday. And I think that's pretty much it for me.
It's more than enough. Anything else to report? If not, we'll move on to resolutions.
You know, there is one other thing. As you know, Hermanthal We hope to have had paved last month. Yeah. We'll be paved next week. So we hear. So hopefully within a week and a half, it'll be done.
They'll be rejoicing in several neighborhoods up this way. And we're also finishing off the final touches on Stanton Mountain.
Yep. Yep.
So that's also a long multi-phase project. We probably put in, what do you think, $2.5 million, a little bit more than that?
Yeah, that's probably about right. The first phase, because it had to be rebuilt, was at least $2 million, if not a little over. And this last phase was probably closer to $350 million.
Yeah.
We did some value engineering on this as it wasn't as bad, but definitely sorely needed and nice to have it done.
Amen. And both projects partially funded by state grants, so it's a really good thing. And hopefully we'll get another state grant now that the Transportation Trust Fund has some money in it.
Well, next year we're obviously trying to get part of the small part of Grey Rock on the west side done, along with Fulton Valley and Fairview.
Exactly.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, then the first resolution is amending the township professional's appointment for the year 2020 with an increased not to exceed amount of $200,000. And that is for the township attorney and the township engineer. I would say it's been a busy year and we've had more expenses there than we had originally anticipated.
Yeah, and some of it is for items such as for legal things such as this tonight with the old municipal building is required a bit of money. Or a budget, and I would expect that engineering and legal both have some expenses that are escrow, so not against the township budget, but in the aggregate, which required an adjustment in the not to exceed.
Correct. Any discussion from council? I don't hear any. So
nope.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Second.
Oh, wait. Was that Mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So go ahead with the roll call, Carl.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malai?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you very much. The motion passes. Second item. We've been trying to be very diligent in terms of the approval of funds before they're expended. And, there are several situations, two of them at hand, where we really can't, get approval before the money needs to be expended. So in both cases, we made sure that the money could be encumbered, and there was enough there to pay the bill, of course. So the first resolution along these lines is a resolution declaring the existence of an emergency requiring repairs on the septic pumps for the public safety building with MSI Plumbing Incorporated, not to exceed $10,979.79. So right around the power failure, and we're not sure whether the power failure in the generator or lightning strike or what precipitated it. But both pumps that forced the effluent from the police building, public safety building, uphill to the septic field broke. And the associated piping was beyond repair. So we needed to act and act now. You can't be in that building without the necessary sanitary facilities. So that's the story. Any comments or concerns on the part of council?
None.
Okay, in that case, I'll make the motion on this one.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
I'm going to abstain on this one.
Council President Malai?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you very much. The motion passes. The resolution passes. The next is a resolution declaring the existence of an emergency requiring a complete engine for the backhoe from DPW for the with Parico Incorporated with a not to exceed of $15,855. And that work has been accomplished. So again, similarly, we needed the backhoe in operation in the DPW, so we had to do what we had to do. Any questions?
No. I'll make a motion.
Second.
Carla. Amy seconded.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear her. Councilman Smith.
You broke up, Carla.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you. Motion passes. Next resolution is approving shared services agreement with the North Hunter and Voorhees Board of Education for Class 2 and 3 special law enforcement officers to service North Hunter and High School. This will provide between 3 and 4 officers, class 2 and 3 officers, for the high school for the coming year at the cost or at the rate of about $30 an hour. So a slight expansion over the previous year, and that's what it is. Questions or concerns?
I just had a question, Mayor Mark, here. Why they're using class 2s this year up at the high school versus strictly class 3s?
I'll start on the answer. Brian did much of this discussion with the lieutenant. It gives us some flexibility to cover vacations and that sort of thing. So that officer can go both ways.
Gotcha.
Is that good?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Any more questions?
No.
All right. I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you very much. The motion passes. Oh, this one I think Amy's going to vote against. this is a resolution authorizing the purchase but this is worded strangely, the purchase of a pavilion from Shirk LLC for the Environmental Education Center at Windy Acres with a not to exceed of $10,800. This is a 30 by 36 foot pole. It's a pole barn without walls is the way I look at it, and a standing seam roof for the top. And it should be a very nice place to gather out of the sun and during inclement weather for educational purposes. It is funded by a grant from Exxon, so it's not coming out of a very generous grant from Exxon, so it's not coming out of public funds. Any questions or concerns?
I'll just point out that Shirk is the same as the construction company in the Money Pit.
The which?
The Money Pit. If you've ever watched the Money Pit, Shirk.
Oh, no.
2 weeks.
That's right. Your number came up today. We worked.
I know they're from Pennsylvania. They had a very good reputation, but
yeah, they do. They Rich was saying that they're an Amish outfit. So
yeah,
it'll be done in a day.
Yeah.
Well, it's an easy barn raising. No sidings, no doors. You know.
True.
So, all right. Well, could I have a motion then?
I'll move.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you. This would be a great thing to have accomplished. And lots of people have done a lot of good work on this one. So the next resolution then is authorizing a 2020-21 Farm Services Concession Agreement with Scott Klukas and a township application for a deer depredation permit. The deer eat an enormous amount of crops, specifically Mr. Klukas's crops. So farmers are entitled to, or in our case, I guess a landowner is entitled to a deer depredation permit to take deer that are chewing up the crops. And, So it's a good thing for him, and I think a good thing long-term for us. Any questions, concerns, further explanations required?
Yeah, I have a question. Are we allowed to up the amount of deer that he can kill on the property? Like, can we raise the number for next year?
Well, can I jump in, Mayor?
Please.
So this is different than the permits that you issue for your normal deer management program, and this is very specific to addressing crop damage. So there's actually no limit on the number of deer that can be taken. There are requirements that would not otherwise apply with respect to antlered versus antlerless, how you dispose of the deer and all the rest. So it's really a deer depredation permit is not a normal just deer hunting permit. And it's very specific to just managing crop damage for farmers.
And it's issued by the state, correct?
Correct. And it's done under the state, but it's, as I said, there are certain rules that apply to deer depredation permits and certain limitations that you would not have if you were just doing recreational hunting permit pursuant to a hunting license. Although, obviously, if you're acting under a depredation permit, you have to have a hunting license, but it's not considered just normal recreational deer hunting.
Okay, I thought he had a number that he could do and not go over. I mean, I'm fine with him, you know.
I can double check that for you. Certainly not by local rule. There may be a limit that's imposed by the state, which we wouldn't have control over, but I don't believe there is.
Okay, great.
Let me just check. While I'm checking this, I just wanted to also point out, since I think it's important for the public to know, the reason that Scott Klukas's contract is different in addition to the depredation permit is also because for disposal of leaves, we've had a difficult time getting the farmers to accept the leaves and work them into their farming operation due to the cost. Scott was willing to take them on for a small fee, so that's included in this as well.
Great.
Let me just see.
And the rules, believe it or not, for the disposing of leaves requires a lot of work on the part of a farmer with liming and turning. And it's basically, like a composting operation.
And he also mows.
He mows the trails.
The trails, yeah.
Yep. Which he went in there, by the way, recently and cleaned up the perimeter trails. I was very happy to see that.
I'm looking for the part of the agreement that deals with the deer, and I'm having trouble finding it.
I can find it for you, but I know it's in there.
Oh yeah, I found it. It doesn't note any number in the contract either. So
that was my understanding as well. Yeah. It's basically as many deer as this farmer's ambitions would, you know, yield basically.
Well, the damage is quite significant. Now, just going there today, it's just a lot of his crop is just getting destroyed.
Yeah,
I feel bad for him. I really do.
Yeah, they lose. You know, it's not unusual at all to lose 30-35% and more of crops. So.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Rich is really expert at that. He can tell you. And then, of course, in the wintertime, the deer are browsing on whatever young trees might have popped up. So they're voracious. And this is a help, I think, all the way around, all seasons. Okay. Should we? We didn't have a vote on that, so I should make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President Millett?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you once again. And next up is the adoption of ordinance number 1140-2020. And this is appropriating $245,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for the acquisition of vehicles and equipment in and by the township of Clinton in the county of Hunterdon, New Jersey. I would note this is not a bond issue or anything like that. We've Brian has led a change from bonding and borrowing to taking this out of cash. So this is a different one than we're used to seeing. So is there any discussion on the part of council?
No, I think this is long needed equipment, so it's good.
Absolutely. Any discussion or comments? I'll open the public hearing. Any discussion or comments on the part of the public? If none, I'll close the public hearing, and may I have a motion?
So moved. Mark?
I'll second. Madam Clerk?
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millett?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes.
And I would just point out before we move on to the next item that there are only two call-in users who are considered to be members of the public and Mr. Glazer. So I didn't see any movement on their parts to make a comment.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Next item up is the introduction of an ordinance. And before I forget to do it at the end, the hearing on this will be on September 23rd. This is ordinance number 1141-2020, an ordinance authorizing the conveyance of a historic preservation easement on the Fox Seals property, block 53, lot 3.01, and the sale of the Fox Seals property for a mixed-use development that preserves the former township municipal building and includes an affordable housing unit. I can walk through this. Brian, do you want to walk through it? You've done
so much work on it. I think I pretty much touched on it earlier.
Yeah.
This sets the parameters by which we can convey this property to redevelopment out that we selected some years back, and it's a requirement for us to move this project forward. And we really got to get going on it.
Yeah, another major step forward. This enables other steps, so this is an important one. Discussion, comments?
No.
Nope.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Was that Amy?
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millett?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you very much. So...
Oh, and I'd also note for that the public hearing should be September 23rd, which is a little sooner than normal.
Yeah.
We're going to notice it tomorrow, I think, and make sure that we can expedite.
Okay. All right. So we are up to paying the bills, and I've looked through the total register. We are going to pay out $4.852 million and some change. Things looked in order to me. Any questions or concerns or discussion?
No.
Nope.
Well, I'll make the motion to pay the bills then.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millett?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you. And we are now up to public comment. Are there any members of the public that would care to make a comment?
Bill's shaking his head no, and we have two phone call users, a number 908-455. Going once, going twice.
No.
Okay. And 267-994.
Okay.
You're nothing. It's all yours.
All righty. Our final item of the evening would be an executive session. And I guess I'll read the entire thing here. Be it resolved that the mayor and council will now convene in the closed session that will be limited to only to the consideration of items with respect to which the public may be excluded pursuant to Section 7B of the Open Publics Meeting Act. The general nature of the subject to be discussed in this session is as follows. Confidential advice of counsel regarding pending litigation, Somerset Hills Towing v. Township of Clinton, docket number HNT.L.311.20. It is unknown precisely when the matters discussed in this session will be disclosed to the public. Other matters may be made public when the need for confidentiality no longer exists. No action shall be taken in closed session, and no action will be taken following the closed session. So,
may I? I'll move to go to executive session.
I'll second. All those in favor?
Do roll call. You got to do roll call.
Councilman Strauss?
Yeah.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Bill.
Bye, Bill.
All right. We're reduced to everybody, including Denise. Shall I pause the recording?
Yes, definitely.
We are live again.
Okay, it is 7:54 p.m. We're not in executive session, and we have one more moment. Mr. Strauss.
Oh, motion to adjourn.
I'll second. All those in favor?
Let's do a roll call.
Councilman Strauss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Elect?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes.
All right.
That's it.